Five.
No, four. Me. Five, four, three.
Five.
Listen, this is just representative of how this recording is going to go, because we're all so hyped we're going to talk over each other this entire podcast.
Yep. You go.
No, you count down, dude. That was for the sake of
joking. I'll do it.
Five.
No.
Four. Three.
No. No. Then I will end this. I will end this call.
To be fair, if VAR doesn't say sync, there's no point to you doing it. It only works if everybody's on board with it.
You're right.
It's so true. Okay, Meso, go.
Five, four, three, two, one, sync.
Sync. Mardi Gras.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode... I forgot the episode number for the first time in months.
I don't care.
Episode Mardi Gras.
It's 161.
Okay, thanks. 161,
I think.
Man. I broke my streak.
Yeah, what the heck is your problem, Meso?
It's because we're recording at a different day than we usually do. Yeah, episode
different
161
day,
of the TTV
different
podcast.
Different day, different time. Completely different time, by the way.
Yeah, completely different time. And I'll say straight up, I like after last week when I butchered the intro, I like put out a poll and I said, do you guys want to change it to TTV Talks style? Not a single person wants to change it to TTV Talks style.
Yeah, I don't
so
want to either.
We're not
I
doing
want
it.
To.
Against LJ's recommendation, we're not doing it.
No, I mean, come on. That was such a unfun intro.
Yeah.
Yep, let's do it right now.
Yeah, so how's everybody's... week and
are you kidding
been.
Me? Are you me? I thought you were going with your name.
No.
Go with your name.
Okay, fine. I'm Messina.
I'm Bardaran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Venom.
And once again, this is TTV 161.
Dude, Vin, you sound like you're talking through a potato.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm actually eating...
a potato?
I'm Venom. No. I forgot what it was.
Yeah, your food?
No,
what it was?
It was food. It was
dude,
some
you're
kind
so
of
so close to the mic.
Say. So loud. Pastry.
It's, I can just hear your audio blowing out.
Sorry.
Back it up.
I can hear your audio getting fatter.
There, how's that?
Better.
Thank you.
I swallowed.
Nice. Well done. So, how's it going, guys?
Like mother, like son.
We've had an interesting week.
Oh, hey, that's inappropriate.
Just continue. I couldn't hold it. Continue.
We've had an interesting week, guys, haven't we?
I'll censor it. It's okay.
Wow. Get the program, guys. Come on.
No, I held back when you asked me what I was eating, man. You have issues.
Man.
Listen, I'm your boss. I get away with things. Shut up.
Okay, so... we've had a rather interesting week, haven't we, guys?
Yeah.
What's interesting about it, Meso?
Well, we got a new Bionicle animation.
We got leaks!
Well, what are you talking about? We got no leaks. We got a new Bionicle animation.
Oh, shut up. Who cares about that? We're not gonna report on it. Shut
but
up,
it was
people.
Unity Duty Destiny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll report on it. I'll report on it here like we did earlier. Akimu wakes up and walks outside. We're done. Let's move on.
In all seriousness, it was one of my favorite animations, but yeah, that's pretty much all that happened.
No, I mean, like, not to take away from the animations, but now that they're not on a regular release schedule, I don't feel like it's a huge deal for us to report on it anymore.
Right, it's like you can kind of expect it. You don't really need a news update.
And LEGO has like turned it entirely around. Mm-hmm. It's posted on their page, it's posted on YouTube, it's posted on Facebook.
Yeah, they've been doing a really good job.
They completely turned around from the first part of the year. So, personally,
kudos to you, LEGO.
Yep.
Yeah.
And no, I did quite like the animation. I thought even the voice acting was on point. So, good job. I also like the Makuta Constellation throwback.
Yeah, but I really like that too.
Of course, the big news for the week is the fact that there's a new Mixels TV special coming on TV. A quest for the lost Mix-a-ma-jig.
Dude, I'm really happy that we ended up not recording the podcast at normal scheduled time, because if we had... that would have really sucked for us.
I know.
Like, we would have just gotten it out as soon as like a bunch of crazy Bionicle stuff hit the fan.
It would have been very disadvantageous.
I think, all right, the real news here is that one of the leakers freaking finally took a photo with a freaking iPhone.
Like a good camera,
He actually used a camera from this century. Isn't that great?
I guess.
Okay,
with a flip.
Yeah,
phone
I don't
camera?
Get it. I don't understand, because it's like every freaking phone nowadays, even the beginner level or like lower grade phones have at least an 8 megapixel camera. Like,
dude, this Friday you can go to like Verizon and sign a 2-year plan, and for $200 you will get the newest iPhone, the 6S. It has a 12 megapixel camera. It records video in freaking 4K. Okay, it can record video in 4K. We're getting blurry like retailer. You know, like the masks are so pixelated you can't make out what they are. Come on, guys.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, seriously. Come on.
But finally, some guy took it with a decent smartphone. I don't know if it's an iPhone or whatever. It's a decent photos.
The pictures are very good.
It's more clear. He literally just used the standard for photos nowadays.
Only one picture is even somewhat blurry.
And it's just because it kind of like shook a little bit.
Yeah, he shook the camera a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Which drives me nuts.
With that said, by the way, Leaker, I really appreciate your service to the community. You're a complete and total jerk. You are. I hope you feel bad. He doesn't feel bad.
Yeah.
No, he feels proud.
Why is he a jerk?
You should feel bad for not showing the picture of water.
He leaked pictures, dude. Yeah. It's really. Like, I can't be too mad because I love leak season. I love getting leaks. I love combing through leaks and discussing leaks and talking about leaks. He leaked them, though. He went in, took pictures of these confidential images.
Is never the kindest thing to do.
It's like, here's my philosophy is, like, once they're out there, it's like, it's totally cool to, like, talk about them and discuss and all that stuff. But it's like, that first guy, though, that actually takes the pictures, that guy is a jerk.
What? Dude, you are not morally high-roading some guy for taking leaks right now.
Yeah, I am, dude. He's a jerk.
Yeah, no, he is not a jerk.
He's a complete total jerk.
He's not a jerk.
Look, I understand where you're coming from.
He might be wrong. I'm not saying he's not wrong, but saying that he's a jerk is completely different. I don't think he's a jerk.
Let's look up the definition of jerk.
I don't think it's okay to be judging other people.
From the perspective of Lego and trying to support Lego... He's a jerk.
Jerk.
From
a contemptibly obnoxious person.
Oh, so it's Kahi.
Contemptibly.
Yes, no, I'm a jerk.
That's why I sympathize so much with
him.
You
that are, is Kahi. The
I'm
best
a jerk,
terminology
but I don't think
possible.
This guy's a jerk.
Contemptibly
I think
obnoxious
did.
Person.
He
yeah, like, no, seriously, if we're talking from the perspective of wanting to support Lego and hoping that Lego succeeds in all endeavors, this guy is a contemptibly obnoxious person. Because
and
he
for
really
like
spoiled
me,
something.
Like to keep a giant image really folder of prototype images. He's a hero.
Don't support him.
Companies spend thousands of dollars trying to make any marketing thing go viral. Okay, leaks go viral immediately within the fandom.
Right.
Lego is trying to spend Lego. Every big marketing thing Lego does is trying to. The epitome of where they want to be at is wanting to go viral. It's wanting to be where the leaks are now, where every single person that's interested in these sets are talking about them.
Okay,
they're
well,
all coming
see,
on
here's
the
thing. I didn't want. I wasn't necessarily trying to start up an argument like or a debate against the morality behind leaking. But with that said. I can't really say, like, oh, man, this guy is the worst guy ever when we, like, actively spam
I mean,
leaks
like,
all over our website. With that said, I just feel
on,
like it's kind
about
of...
morality? It, let's just talk about these awesome
Yeah, we'll talk
toys.
About the sets. It's just, like, from that basic standpoint, though, it's just, like, it's kind of a jerk move. Like, a kick in the...
proverbial toes.
A kick in the no-nos.
A kick in the no-nos to Lego when that happens. Which I sympathize with. I can sympathize with that. With that said, as a fan who wants to pick apart everything, I really enjoy it. So, like, there's two sides to it. And even then, while, yes, there's a lot of cool things about, you know, this leak starting this kind of viral campaign for Lego, at the same time, there's also a lot of negatives to leaks that we don't usually touch upon. Mm-hmm. And I do touch upon.
That's very true.
In my autopsy that's coming out eventually.
But, so this is the whole advertising? It was like a PR stunt? You wanted me to argue with you and you'd be like, well, find out more. Resolution.
Find out more
autopsy.
On my autopsy.
Nice week on Dragon
Ball.
I can also sympathize, but I don't feel that bad. The same way you don't feel that bad because we're talking about it right now. We're not like, oh, no, we'll keep this hush-hush. We'll keep it away from our boards. No, we're going for it. Okay, right. So we
now
can't
let's
be
go
that.
For it.
With that said, for any Lego employees that are out there that might not, you know, appreciate it, just contact us.
Yep. Hello, we're here.
We'll get rid of it.
If Lego, if we're contacted by Lego, we will do our absolute best comply.
The three virtues at gmail.com. Contact
it's a three, not the three words, like the number three.
the number three, not the word three.
Put it up on the screen.
Yeah, no,
this is a video.
Yeah. But no.
But until that point, we're not taking it down.
These sets are something else.
They're horrendous.
Yep.
I feel like we should start small and work our way up.
Alright.
Talking about these.
See, I don't... At one point, yeah, like, we should go through set by set, but that might... Like, it's going to take forever. I don't know how long this recording is going to be.
Let's just talk about some general stuff.
Yeah, like, I feel like we should start off talking general.
I know, creatures? We can still do that. We can still start small with a general, small...
How are the creatures in general?
Creatures are great, dude. I love the creatures.
I like them. I don't hate them.
Interesting concept.
Hashtag better than protectors.
I'll start this off by just saying that I absolutely love basically all these sets, sans maybe Golly. They all have some kind of aspect
which is
that
ironic,
I really, really like.
Golly used to be like your favorite.
Yeah, Golly of 2015 was my favorite. So
agreed.
So yeah, this is kind of funny. I can see where you're coming from. Golly's a little bit of an anomaly, but yeah, the others though, they look like the Toa just merged with Power Rangers.
Oh man, dude, it's so cool. I said this outside of recording, but it just seems like Lego is like listening to our podcast or something, and they're like, any complaint I had for 2015, they were just like, yeah, we'll fix that. And
yeah,
they did.
The little things that were wrong with their proportions, like Tommy finally has a neck.
Oh my god, the neck. The neck. Thank you, Lord, for the neck.
Looking legs. Yeah.
Please, Lego, please.
What if
this
is
just
an optical illusion?
I hope not. Please, Lego, if this is just a preliminary mask and it changes like last year, please keep the neck. The neck is so important.
Yeah.
It really killed 2015 Tahu's design for me.
It looks like the one without a neck
it
now.
It did for me too.
Well, I mean, like, it's important to know that last year, the thing that like I saw flipped the most was the design of the HAL. I remember when we saw that preliminary image and we were really hyped for the HAL, and then we saw what was, you know, was actually coming out, and we were disappointed at first. And over time, I think almost everybody here
it grew on
okay
us.
With it. Yeah.
It grew on us, but then, I don't know, for me personally, I'm starting to kind of dislike this HAL.
The new one?
No, the 2015
one. Man, dude, you're like a girl that can't commit to having a boyfriend. You're like, well, sometimes I like him.
I have a bit of an on and off relationship with this mask.
Yeah,
no, my thing is like, I think what it is because of
bipolar.
The whole neck issue where the mask seems a bit too big for the body and it doesn't really look
that great.
That's
my only issue with it too. The actual design of the HAL, I really enjoy. Like, I really like the way it looks off Tahu. But when you put it on Tahu, his lack of neck and how big the mask is, just it looks really awkward.
Yeah, it doesn't look proper for this Tahu. But here with the new Tahu, it looks fine. I mean, I'm still not concrete in how I feel about this new HAL. I like the bottom half, but I think it's the silver hair, whatever, silver spikes on the top of it that are kind of killing it for me.
Yeah. Yeah, same. And that's kind of the same for all the masks.
Except for Liwa. I think
Liwa's the only one that I can't really complain much about.
You're absolutely right.
He has placement of his weapons, but...
I want to get into that a little bit. But first, the masks. I do watch quite a bit of anime. I, like, surf the anime circuit. And a lot of time you'll find the stereotypical character with, like, the bright silver gray hair, and he's, like, this certain archetype. These characters seem like they're rocking that spiky anime gray hair. And Lee was just the one that decided to take a bunch of gel and slick it back like, all the way.
You're right.
Yeah. Lee was is the only mask that really, I think, really, really works this new hair aesthetic, which, by the way, is kind of odd. I'm not really sure what they're going for. We'll see, I guess, with better pictures, but...
You know, story-wise, I can see what they're going to do here. Because throughout Bionicle Gen 2, any mask that has had kind of a melding effect has been either incomplete and that's getting its power drained, or it's very special in some sort of way. I can definitely see these as being slightly less powerful, and then you got to get the creatures to cover them up in order to kind of complete that circuit.
Complete.
I can see that happening.
To signify that the creatures are going to connect to these masks.
What?
Oh, maybe.
Because it only covers up that part.
Maybe so this could be actually like a transitional form then, the whole idea for at least the winter storyline is that the Toa are trying to really hone their elemental powers. But to do that, they first have to, like, create this, like, bond or relationship with the creatures of these elements.
Yeah.
So their current form isn't a true upgrade. It's like the in-between stage where they've kind of got the form but not the power.
Mm-hmm.
So when they finally unite with the creatures, they are full Nuva.
Right. That's what I would say too. Like it's halfway there, and then they need the creatures to completely unite and become, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's why they're united.
The Nuva.
And that seems
and
like
speaking
the
of
quest.
Which, get hype. Return to the Toa Nuva, huh?
Seriously. Oh, show. Disclaimer, they are not officially referred to as a Nuva in any publicity or so far.
They're the Nuva.
They're
the new Nuva.
See, oh my god.
There's a reason why I said this, and it was just so we can transition into this debate about the Nuva.
Oh yeah, here we go. Yes, okay. Kahi, you were going to say something?
No, I was going to say, if they keep the Toa as the main characters for next year, which I'm kind of assuming they will, but we don't know.
You mean 2017?
2017.
Okay.
All right. Yeah,
it's
sorry.
Still
yeah,
2015,
yeah,
Kahi.
Right.
It's
yeah,
September
right.
2015.
All right. So 2016, they do these. 2017, if they use the Toa again, are they like... We don't have a real like reference to compare them to, right? The Fantoka and Mystica don't really count in terms of like complete upgrades for the Toa and the Wave.
Yeah, no, the circumstances were way too different.
Yeah, those weren't really updates at all. That was just camouflage, really.
Right. So I guess like I'm just thinking like we're saying the originals for the Mata 2015, and then these are the Nuva, and if you do it for 2017. Are we just going to come up with a new thing to refer them by, or just be like whatever they call them, Uniter of Water, or like I don't know.
I really don't want them to make a third wave of Toa, but I know they will.
They're going to.
I'm really curious.
Who could become
if
the
they
new
do
Toa?
That? If they, yeah, I'm really curious that if they do come out with the third wave of the Toa, how would they look? Because originally we thought, wow, these Toa 2015, they look so good. Nothing could be better than them. And now we got these guys. And they kind of blow them out of the water for most of us.
Oh my god, it was so crazy. I did not think like I was going to be able to pull it off.
Yeah, we thought they weren't going to be able to.
Bouncing off of that, how do they do that? How do they blow 2015 out of the water?
Well, it's just...
I guess that's really subjective because I know there are people out there that don't really like the new Toa all that much.
Okay, that's actually an interesting point because I've seen on the message boards and like the community at large. Like I've checked Rush Bionicle and a bunch of different like foreign Bionicle websites as well. It seems like the reaction to these sets is actually very surprisingly polarizing. Like people seem to either love it or hate it. I haven't seen a lot of in between where people are like, "Eh, I kind of like this part. I would probably change that part," or "These two are okay." That kind of little.
I'm in between. Like I feel like a lot of these designs look cool, but I felt like with 2015 they did a complete like total. Redesign of everything that people liked about the original form, and this one, I'm not too sure. I'm still haven't decided yet if I like these better or worse.
Interesting.
I'm probably in the middle, or the closest I could get, because I like five out of six. But like when comparing to, do I like them better than their 2015 variants? It's probably split.
Okay, but that doesn't mean you're in the middle though.
I'm still
in the middle. Like you just admitted, you like the sets. But in the middle, I'm thinking of people who. Who can't decide if they like the sets or not.
Fair enough.
I can't. Well, I mean, like, well, I like them as sets, I guess. But what you're saying is that, like, there's some people love them or some people hate it. Some people are like, these are a good upgrade from 2015. And
right,
some people think it's not. I don't know yet. I haven't decided if it's
a set. I haven't seen a lot of people in the middle.
Okay.
Just from various different Bionicle communities, it just seems like people like it or hate it. And, like, the reactions that I've seen have been very, very vocal and very strong on one side or the other. There haven't been a lot of arguments in the middle.
Right. Fair enough.
Right.
So,
as far as what I think, I still haven't exactly wrapped my head around whether or not I think these are all better than what we've already gotten as far as looks go and some aesthetics. But objectively, I would argue that these are much better sets. We have custom builds for the torsos. We have a bunch of new parts that look really nice. Color schemes are also pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
I mean, And the proportions. I mean, like I said, Tahu has a neck now. That's amazing.
And his legs. He's got, like, actual, like, ankles and shins now.
He's not in the 80s. He doesn't have, like, the bell bottoms anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't have bell bottoms anymore.
Onua has a new stature that I guess is also polarizing. Because I like it. I don't think it's all that fitting for his character as much
as
that's
my his thing too.
Previous thing. But it's still a...
I like this better because, like, I was never crazy. I like what the Hulk torso did for Onua. I was never crazy about that piece in particular. So I look at this one and I say they've managed to communicate the Onua vibes through different elements of his design, like his feet and his limbs and his weapon and his shoulder pads. But and I don't have to rely on the torso.
I really appreciate the fact that he has a weapon that doesn't use that new sword thing.
Yeah, I appreciate that too. I like that his weapon's a bit more unique. It's like a war hammer that's also a drill. Yeah. I like that a lot. I like his new feet too.
Those aren't new. Those are new recolors, XL but they aren't new.
I mean, they're new to Onua.
They're new to Onua.
Never got those feet. Yeah. I somehow dodged every set they ever came in, so this will be my first time.
Nice.
Stormer XL. So my thing with Onua is that I really like the set as like a set and as a standalone, but it's just. For me, it's a bit too much of a departure from the Onua that we had already gotten previously
to where it doesn't feel like
a proper upgrade. It just seems like a completely different person.
It doesn't feel like he got new armor. It felt like he was walking with a hunch, like Protector of Fire and the cloak, and then he pulled it off, and now he's standing
up. This is somebody punched him in his neck, went...
It's like they just basically took the newest head off the other body and plopped it on another one. It doesn't feel like this one has changed.
The transition... between his old 02 self to his 08 self.
Yeah. Right. It's like, I wish that they could have conveyed, like, the size a bit better without having to, like, really reduce the proportions. Like, because 2015 Onua had that issue where he's got, like, tiny arms and everything. Can't really reach. Yeah.
But, you know, short too. This is going to tie into something that we'll talk about later, so I just want to draw on just real quick here. Right now in the animations, Onua looks pretty big. I don't know if they do animations or whatever they do for this next year. If they do them in the same style, is Onua suddenly going to be the same size as everybody? Because in the animation, that's a big part of his character design. He's huge, and he's able to pick up Kopaka and Tahu by the neck.
Yeah, I really hope that they find a way to make that work again, because I really like that.
He'll still probably be huge, he just won't be wide.
Yeah,
but the wideness is what added to that. That's what really made.
Yeah, it did.
It made him look buff.
We got to think about this story wise. We don't really know how he's come to be this form. Also, we've got a creature that connects to him that has the largest claw paw things.
You know what I think?
Out of any of the creatures, that's gonna put a lot of bulk on him, like it did Kapaka.
That's true.
You know what I think? I think Onua just took a nice little visit to Jenny Craig. Try to get on that P90X. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
trying to lose some weight.
He checked his BMI and was terrified by it.
Oh, BMI. Oh, man.
When we saw the blurry picture of Onua the other day, I was saying, I like that he has the ribcage piece, because that's kind of a similar size to his shoulder armor from last year, so it keeps that look. But then I realized today how it's attached.
Yup.
It looks like it's, fixed
there. It is. It's fixed
there. So it won't be able to lay down. It's always going to point up in, a V shape.
I mean, I'm assuming there's a ball there.
Who are we talking about?
So Onua's shoulder plates.
You can see it.
Oh.
So there is a ball there, so you'll be able to, wiggle it down maybe, but it's gonna look awkward.
Right.
I don't think that's going to end up being all that great.
Yeah.
But the rest of him.
Yeah. It's cool. The rest of him looks all right. The rest of him
is cool.
Now, something interesting about Onua, and I know... Wait, do you hear that, guys? Yep, it's Jang Brooks. He's squealing right now. Those lower arm armor pieces, they're translucent.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That looks really cool.
This is the first time we've gotten translucent purple armor plates.
Two schools of thought to this. Two schools of thought. And I'll say straight up, I think that's trans-purple. But it must be said that the Latin... Well, either way, it's a new recolor, either way you cut the cake. The studs, everybody thought that they were trans purple and Protector of Earth pre-launch. They turned out to be solid purple.
I mean, if you compare it to the ribcage, though, it looks like the exact same.
Yes. I'm actually not...
I wouldn't argue the ribcage.
All three look like exactly the same color.
I'd actually argue the creature of Earth. Look at his lower arms. His right arm, right before it hits the paw piece, you can see the black bone jutting right through it.
Yeah, you're that's right.
Oh, that is true.
Yep, you can.
Oh,
so the
go,
piece
then.
Will
Get
exist.
Hyped.
There is no reason for it not to exist on Inua.
Yeah.
Either way you cut the cake, there's a recolor. If the lower arm armor is trans purple, cool. Or the rib cage piece is solid purple.
Yeah.
Either
or. You know what? I kind of realized. I was just thinking, like, man, these trans pieces. I'm glad I got a whole bunch of transparent, like, purple and blue parts at New York Comic Con. And I was like, man, I'm glad I got that. And I was like, wait a second, I don't have all the ones I remembered. Then I remembered that Bard has yet to send me my 2015 exclusive San Diego Comic Con pieces back.
And San Diego Comic Con.
It's
going to
be a year and a month. It's been a
San Diego.
You're sure missing out on your San Diego Comic Con pieces.
You guys are jerks.
You kidding me? Yeah.
You are absolutely right. It is still in the same New York Comic Con bag or Lego store bag too, just sitting here.
I had a lot more of those.
Within a month.
Well, that's because like you had the majority of the parts.
You're right.
A lot of the issue was that I couldn't remember what was mine and what was Kahi's, and I didn't feel like sorting through it. At this point, I kind of just give up. I'm just going to give the whole thing back to you eventually.
I want to say right now that my initial...
Another year.
Yeah, probably another year.
Well, remind me for AD because my address changed. So.
In regards to Inua, a few last things from me. His eyes are blue. He does have a render error on the end of his hammer. You can see a little hilt, like that little purple spigot thing.
Uh-huh.
I personally believe that's a rendering error, and it's just going to be all black.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are going nuts with it.
Wait.
That makes no sense. It's like where it blends from black to purple, that's all one axle.
I know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Oh, no, that's just the light from the mask.
Yeah, it's just the light from the, like, the
yeah,
mask.
Yeah, that's definitely black.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
The light from the mask.
Wait, what mask?
The glow from the golden mask.
No,
the glow from
no,
the golden
no, no,
mask.
No, 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 other end.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, before you get into that,
my goodness,
you people.
Okay.
I didn't notice that.
You said,
I didn't see that.
Oh, Nua.
That's definitely a rendering error.
Yeah. The other thing is, if you look at his left knee, behind his left knee, our right, there seems to be some sort of contraption there, and I can't for the life of me figure out what it is.
Yeah, it's so like weird. a couple of Technic parts there. Yeah.
It's a Technic axle with, like,
yeah,
a little thing. Well, no, it's, there's no reason for it to be there.
If you look, Inua has got some kind of purple extension that connects to his thigh piece.
If you also look on his foot, like towards the back of his foot, you can kind of see that there's like a Technic piece attached.
That's the piece that composed Tahu's wings from 2015, I think.
What in the world is
Lego
going on
so,
with
Lego,
these sets?
Yeah,
what's your game?
It looks
Lego?
Like the lower leg for Inua is like a completely different build than what we're used to.
It looks like it might just have a little bit of a support there.
Yeah, some kind of support, some kind of piston, something's going on there.
Yeah.
Which is weird. He doesn't look like he'd be that top heavy.
Probably not.
Oh, and speaking of all these builds, I'm really happy we have custom builds, but I'm really curious about the lower parts of the torsos, because we know for sure that the upper part of the torsos for the Toa, they have to be custom. Just look at Inua.
Inua has gappy-looking Glatorian necks.
Yeah, he's got Glatorian necks to attach his arms to, and then you look at everyone else, and there's no, like, exposed bulb. I don't know what happened there. I think I like choked on my saliva.
Sure, stop there. That's gonna be way better.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. There's no exposed ball pieces or whatever. Everything is just so streamlined. Really happy we have custom builds. But again, to the bottom part of this torso, I'm really wondering what's happening here.
Yeah, because we also know that there is some semblance of a gear function being incorporated here. Especially on Inua, we can see one of the 2015 S gears, but on his
back.
Yeah,
we can see it on
a
Umarak too.
Exactly, and I think slightly Kopaka as well. Yes, yeah. Slightly Kapaka as well.
Interesting.
Now, there's this theory on the message boards that someone proposed that it may be part of a swiveling function similar to 2003 Makuta.
I hate to be that guy, but that would be really lame.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't like it either, but...
It's a gear function, so they'd get massive props for incorporating it, but, like, on the list of functions they could do, would be really
the swiveling?
Stupid.
I mean, he has a weapon that can swing around.
Yeah, I think swiveling makes sense.
All have weapons that can swivel around. My big thing is it going to be like the Gears of 2015 where they can stay and pose, or is it going to be like the Rakshi and the Faki where they just flop around?
Hype train.
Yeah,
perfect. Not even for a podcast.
Then someone's gonna die tonight. Bye, Kai.
That's creepy.
Bye, Kai. Okay, but no, enough about Onua. Tahu.
I'm like, hey, I don't want to be that guy. We spent 20 minutes on Onua, so let's.
Dude, I freaking love Tahu so much. Oh my god.
See, you pointed out this really weird thing about his skull armor.
Oh, okay, yeah, I did point this out on the message boards. Vin, Kai, I don't know if you know about it, but if you look, you see Tahu's shoulder armor. It looks like it's just a skull. The same skull piece we got for the skull villains this wave, for the summer wave.
Right.
It's actually different. It looks like it's either a new mold, or there's a piece underneath the piece that it attaches to or something. But if you look, there's an extra prong on the right side, and I made a picture of it that I posted on the message boards. If someone
throw that up on the video.
Yeah, someone can throw that up on the video. Hopefully, I'm trying to find it so I can post it in the chat for you to see, because it's easier to...
At the very least, I'll put it in the description. But yeah.
Or put it in the video.
I would just put it in the video.
It's confidential images.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, confidential images. Yeah, well, I'll at least link it in the chat.
Anyway, there's this little part of that piece that wasn't there in the original mold.
Yeah, there's like an extra prong on the right side that connects to it from the bottom part to the top. And
really strange.
And it looks strange, but the way I discovered it was because I can't figure out how this piece is meant to attach if it is the same mold that we got in the summer wave. Because if you look on the right side, or his left... It has both prongs on the inside, the only attachment parts for this piece, exposed. So there's no way for this piece to actually attach to anything, unless it's a brand new piece with a new contact where it can attach to something.
Which bewilders me personally, because we see the pinholes on that golden piece of armor right below it. So we know we have two different pinholes on either side, so it's either got to connect to something in the center... Or this is a render error as well.
I don't think it's a render error, because if you look at Tahu's combiner mode that is on the other page with Liwa and Gali and Onua, you can see a very clear space in his shoulders where those prongs are. So it doesn't look like the prongs are meant to attach to anything.
Wait, hold on.
You know what? Now that you mention it, looking at the combination model, it looks just like these pieces were flipped upside down... And connected to the pins on the golden
piece. No, it wasn't. It's not. Like,
Sure?
Because I thought that as well, but I took out the piece and like, yeah, no. Because if you look on the one on his left arm, our right, it's very clearly the same orientation.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, but that's what I initially thought as well. But no, it looks like it's the same orientation as the top one. A funny thing to note, though, is that the box art next to the combination model, it's Tahu 2015's box art.
Yeah. I find that really
both
funny.
Of them are.
Yeah,
so that goes to show you that this is definitely some preliminary stuff, but
yeah.
And it's a little weird that they would have that there, considering they already have the box art for the sets like right under that.
Preliminary stuff is always kind of funky.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know when they rendered it and when they
Don't know Jack.
I don't know Jack. Will you introduce me?
I don't know Jack. Yeah.
Yeah.
But a cool thing, though, about Tahu is that despite that new mold, we definitely see that he appears to have some kind of new torso design similar to Onua. Hopefully, that it seems like there's some cool stuff going on back there that we can't really see.
He's got Bo-Rock eyes on the side of the torso that would have nowhere to attach if this was a standard torso.
Yep.
So that's pretty Pretty
good. Exactly.
And another great thing about this, no exposed ball joints.
The hype is real,
man. Oh my God. So good.
One of the only complaints for 2015, and they fixed it.
And I gotta say, one of my initial concerns about these sets was that since the earlier leaks were a lot blurrier, these sets looked a little weirder to me. And one of the things was like they also looked like they had the Star Wars chest plates or torsos. Yeah, and I was thinking, oh no. No, they're going to make these sets look super simplistic and nasty looking.
Nope.
No, we got a bunch of new parts that carry over the old aesthetic from Bionicle that we used to know and love. It's
Let's
so
be fair.
Great. There's
even
so
if
much
they had
detail
used,
on these.
Even if they had used the Star Wars torsos, the detail would really come down to the printing.
Yeah, it would.
So like,
it would,
that
but that wouldn't
difference.
Look as good.
Probably. But one thing it seems like with this new torso piece, either there's a COD piece, or it looks like there might be one torso piece that fits over another one.
Yeah,
that then is
there's no more of that stupid exposed ball joint that's all lays down.
Yeah,
there.
So that is interesting. One thing I really like about this Tahu from this torso, and it's shared throughout all the Toa, is that the waist is really, really thin, I noticed, compared to like what we got for 2015. And it's not just the waist, though. It kind of... That's the one thing that I really noticed, but like if you look at the rest of the sets, they all have this like really thin appearance. Which I like a lot, because one of the complaints that I saw and kind of agreed with for 2015, especially in that CGI animation that they released, was that all the Toa look really, really clunky, really big and bulky and kind of slow. And
hashtag Kopaka.
Yeah. And as something that I pointed out in the chat outside of recording, it's like, I really feel like this is a proper upgrade. Because before in Bionicle, there was this thing where you had these fairly slim sets, and whenever they got upgraded, more armor was put on them.
They just got bulkier.
They got bigger. Here, it's the exact opposite. Instead of getting bigger, they go from these huge, cumbersome, bulky machines to thinner, agile, better looking sets,
yeah.
Which
much sleeker,
sleeker, man. Which talk, makes talk sense. It's like an actual upgrade. Think about technology. Technology always gets thinner, smaller, more compact. This makes so much more sense.
Very true.
It's like if a chubby little kid grew up into Chris Evans.
Var, no,
it's like
I'm
Chris
not,
Evans being from Chris Evans in Captain America to the Captain America.
Yeah, Var, I'm not sure I entirely agree with the whole thin waist thing. I think that these have been airbrushed. They're advertising an unhealthy and unrealistic image.
So are you trying to fill your quota of how many people can I annoy in the audience today? Or like, or how many people on Tumblr can I get to rant about me?
Or how quick can I get fired?
How many people I can trigger?
See, that joke is 50-50.
How many times can I get fired from a podcast?
I'm gonna be
in the middle
book
of the
world
podcast.
You know, that's so true, because like while I'm sitting here and kind of like, you know, nitpicking a bit, and we're all, you know, kind of going over all these Toa, let's not forget that the Nuva were literally the Toa, and they put a different mask on, and they put like
bulkier
something on top
armor
of the torso.
Yeah.
They put armor on top of the torso and armor on top of the shoulders and different weapons. That was it. That's all they got.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they're going all out. There's new torso builds. There's all these new parts that we're getting. I mean,
even
you know,
some old parts, some callbacks.
Yeah,
hashtag right. Vorox armor.
There.
Now,
okay, the Vorox armor, man.
I do believe that adrenaline mode is gone with these sets. I believe
agreed.
that was a play
that
function.
Was a
one
gimmick. Time callback.
It wasn't even really a thing in the story. They just kind of decided whether they wanted their orientation that way or not.
See, adrenaline mode was a way to give the Toa some more 2002-esque versions. Like Onua, they wanted him to have a hammer, but they also wanted him to have claws.
Yeah.
It was kind of that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like it worked. I like that part from the old. That was the one thing I really liked about the Nuva.
That's
that
the one thing that I'm sad is gone.
Yeah, I'm sad
that's
gone.
And now instead they all have these like relatively
samey
staff piece oriented differently.
Yeah.
I guess.
But you know.
New weapons are what I'm like.
See,
I mean,
like the piece, at least.
I mean,
I could stand to have a bit more variety.
Yeah, I wish they had.
On the one hand, I do agree. But on the other, I'm glad that they're using them in different ways.
That is very true.
So they're nice examples. They're nice ways to show people that, hey, look at all the different weapon types you can make out of just this.
That is true, but at the same time, right. While I said that it feels like they took all my complaints from 2015 and got rid of them, this was one of my complaints for 2015, that Kopaka and Tahu shared the exact same piece. And not,
this got amplified.
Yeah, and instead of getting rid of it, it got amplified times three. So it's just like...
I mean, listen, it's not as bad as the Unika, who literally all had the same weapon.
No, they didn't. They all had unique weapons.
No, they all had different molds. They all had different molds.
Yeah. Everybody here has the same exact mold. I mean, sure, okay. It's a different orientation with each Toa. Like, for some reason, Liwa holds his on, like...
spinny
joints.
His are a lot like batons.
Okay, wait, well...
Yeah, they're like batons.
Kai, they're... Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess.
It's gonna get real
there's
old
a different
and they
type
flopper.
Of weapon. There's a different type of weapon that's called. I just can't remember the name.
Listen, I don't know how Gally's propeller thing works. I don't know how that's like...
There is actually a theory as to what that is, and I actually agree with it. Do you guys remember on Tahu Mystica, the centerpiece on his shield thing, where all like the curved blades hook into... That like yes. Triaxle.
I never got Tahu Mystica because Tahu Mystica is an abomination from hell.
Oh, understood.
Hey,
anyway,
I like Tahu Mystica, man.
Hey,
he looked like a ninja.
There is an image on the message boards where somebody like pieced it apart, and it's basically approximately like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-ish pieces. It's not a complete sphere. It's actually a tri-blade of sorts.
What?
Yeah, it's like, Meso, you'll get this. You know that triaxle? That light gray triaxle? Okay, yeah. That's the centerpiece.
Oh,
those
I see it!
Jutting out.
I see
okay, what you... Okay, Var, you understand. And, like, the orange bits are spikes. They're small.
Yeah, there's orange spikes on
spikes.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. So
I see what you're
saying. I hate to be a buzzkill, but I don't think so. I think that's just, like... a propeller piece. I know, like, one that's shaped very similar.
Yeah,
like,
but
no.
I
like, there's a black, there's
that,
a black axle,
the
tri-axle connector that connects to the orange horn. Or
yeah, those
somebody
are black
made a diagram
pieces.
Of it. I just can't find it throughout the topic.
I mean, okay, I wasn't talking about, like, how the set is built. I'm talking about, like, if you are swinging a spear around, having a propeller on it really... doesn't
yeah I mean, what,
know,
what is
I
the battle
realize,
yeah
just,
what is the battle
I just wanted
this?
To mention that was a really great deduction
yeah that's actually really good because I couldn't see those pieces but now that you mention it yeah I can see those pieces really clearly now
right
exactly and that adds more orange which is really great considering Gally is one of the few Toa here that has an asymmetric piece
man you know I was like going on a hunt for trying to find the rotor I was thinking of to like I'm gonna prove you all wrong and then I looked back at the image and suddenly my eyes came into focus.
Yeah, it's really obvious.
And I see it happened like instantly.
Yeah, you see it once, you can't go back.
Nope, that's awesome. I like that.
Mess is like a doubting Thomas of a group. He's like, I can't see it, and then it's like, you know, yeah. If you feel the axles in my sides and hands, you would know, Thomas.
Okay, thank you. But yeah, I thought that's great. I really like that aspect about
religious what? Joke. If you went to church, you'd get it.
I mean, I like that they did that. I like that it's so custom, and it's a puzzle. I like that these are puzzles.
Yeah, there's like so many cool things in all these sets. They all look so.
Wait,
it's like 2015 where like they all look uniform and in this team dynamic, but they all have so. Varying.
They're varied.
Builds.
What's our verdict on Gally having Dark Azure?
Wait.
Is that gone?
Wait. She has Dark Azure.
No, she doesn't.
No, I'm saying, what's our verdict?
She doesn't have it anymore.
Do we all agree that that's gone?
Yeah, that's definitely not Dark Azure. At least not those plates.
I want to withhold judgment at the moment because we all still need to keep in mind these are very preliminary. My case in point being, you know, the render error on Onua and some other aspects, I suppose.
Like the box art.
And Pohatu and Gally's masks, specifically. They are different colors from the rest of their armor. I wish to withhold judgment on these color changes until we actually see them in set form.
Yeah, I think that's fair, because like we know from last year, things can change quite a lot.
As,
fair point.
And the same thing is happening with Liwa. He looks matte green, but I'm 100% confident that he is not, and he is the same color as 2015.
Of absolute certainty.
I'm confident. I'm not certain.
Huh. You know, like, I'm really glad you pointed out that propeller thing, LJ, because that does balance out the orange a little bit better now.
It does. And she has orange on her torso piece as well. So there is more orange there. It's just a bit of a shame that it's still asymmetric.
It is, and of all the Toa to make asymmetric, Gali seems like the one that doesn't make any sense. Like, Liwa and Gali should be the ones that should be symmetrical. Because aerodynamic is important for both of them.
Especially, air and water. That's a very good point.
So it's, Liwa sells it, but Gali looks like a freak show.
Yeah. With the, like I said, though, I'm really glad you pointed it out, because I like Gali a lot more, knowing that there's at least a bit more orange, because that was my big problem with her.
The orange seems to come out of, like, nowhere if you don't. If you're not looking, you know, if you're not looking for it, you know, if you're just looking at the kind of colors that go into a set overall,
blue and orange. What are you talking about?
Not really what you think of as like a
I color disagree personally. Blue and orange are very complementary colors.
Yeah, they are.
They're used very.
They are. They're they not. Are. They're not what I think of when I think of water, though.
Right,
and that's my issue with this. With
for
well,
me, it really
they're what I think of when
actually, you know what?
Someone
I say that
Mudkip.
I say that, and yeah, I've completely
that's true.
Gotten rid of that thought, because like I'm thinking coral reefs now, and
yeah, exactly. I was just about to say it. Clownfish,
yeah, like,
anemones.
You're absolutely right.
It's a departure for Bionicle, but it's no more of a departure than like Keto Orange for Jungle was.
Yeah.
By the way,
Rip.
I think it represents the different colors of leaves.
Okay. That was a totally valid assumption to make. It made a lot
of
sense.
That was stupid. Like,
you're stupid.
You figured it out by like saying, "Oh, I saw a leaf today," and it was like,
"I did not see one leaf. I saw multiple leaves.
Guys,
gosh,
I saw
dang
a leaf
it!
Today.
I saw a leaf on the wind.
It made a lot of sense. He had jungle colors. Okay,
I saw a leaf on the wind. It was Keto Orange.
Okay, let's get on the Liwa. Liwa is my favorite. He is so great. The legs, the mask, the colors.
I'm certainly surprised.
Listen, I agree with you this time. I think Liwa is the star of this wave so far. From what I can see,
I agree.
I've got no complaints. Like, Liwa just is perfect.
I'm on the Pohatu hype train.
Here's the thing, I'm with you there too,
Mesa. We'll get into him soon, but he's my second favorite.
We are going to have a moment of silence for Keto Orange. Okay, that was nice. And realize that it was good for Liwa. I liked it on Liwa. I accept that it was there. It looked good on him. But it just tickles the fan in me that he now has a color scheme more similar similar to his 01 variant. It just looks close.
I agree. Of all the departures that these Toa have made, I think Keto Orange is the least meh. I don't really care about it that much. It's like, I really did like Keto Orange. I think it looked fine on Liwa 2015.
Agreed.
But I don't mind that it's not here. I think this Liwa set looks fantastic without it.
This guy is contending to usurp Liwa of 2015 for my favorite variant. Well, no, Liwa 01 is my favorite, but this guy's runner-up. I mean, there's nothing that I especially dislike, but I'm worried about the leg design, because the only thing that's really holding that in place is an axle, and that is a joint. You are going to have to move his leg, and I worry that's going to stress that axle piece.
It very well may.
Yeah.
Because, for those that haven't made the connection yet, even though I think everybody here has, his knee is a socket joint, and the Vorox armor plugs into that socket joint, and then his lower leg, which is probably a Glatorian neck, is then attached to the Vorox armor by a pin, and then kept in place by a Bo-Rock eye, and then attached to a friction
joint. For all the people who aren't, like, super Lego lingua or linguistic,
it's complicated.
It's the old hand piece that Bionicle sets used to have.
Yes, before they
it's the knee.
It's the new variant of that.
It's the new variant of that, but that's part of the knee. It's the old hand piece.
Yeah. He's the only set that does
this. Yeah, Liwa's lower legs are like completely custom, which is cool, and I think works a lot. However, Meso pointed out outside of call that the knees kind of point out a little bit, and that is definitely something worth noting. That kind of...
It's mitigated somewhat by the Bo-Rock eye, because it gives the illusion that it's flush completely, because the Bo-Rock eye sticks out just as much.
Yeah.
You know? Problem is, the knee is black, and the Bo-Rock eye is trans neon green. So.
Which works with this color scheme.
Say what you will. But yes,
That's actually another thing. Speaking of which, that joint is black, like his upper leg. That's
just
kinda
like
weird.
Var.
No. I don't. What point are you trying to make?
What are you trying to say?
2015, it was gray.
Oh.
Oh.
Man, they swap out the limb colors so much, it's ridiculous that they even exist in gray.
While I'm here mentioning it, the majority of these Toa's limbs are one central color to their torsos.
Good. If what you're saying is what I think you're saying...
Like the extension piece is now black?
No, the extension piece is still gray. Okay. However,
they'd never be that nice.
However, the bone pieces are all black, while as before, they were black and gray to differentiate them.
Interesting. Yay! Now the friction joints are gonna stick out even more.
Oh my goodness, there is at no point you will ever stop complaining about things.
Listen, man, they're using even more friction joints than they usually do. They now have them on, like, the waist, and they now have them on the ankles.
You know what? I'm gonna argue this. They are next to silver. It's a transition piece.
I mean, that is, it's better than the alternative, so yeah.
It is better. All right, but Lee was great. I think we can all
I really like his shoulder armor a lot. His shoulder placement looks so cool.
I may just be like interpreting a reference, but it's kind of like his 2015 shoulder spikes, how it points down.
Kind of. I see it more like it kind of looks like Halo Spartan armor or something, like the Ricochet armor. Remember that?
I kind of
see it like sort of covering his I don't even know what the muscle is called, but you know that like big muscle that connects your neck to your shoulder. Bodybuilders, it's really pronounced like a Hulk.
Oh,
it's really pronounced.
Yeah,
no, I mean like I draw all the time whenever I'm.
Yeah, so I see that like the Vorox plating covering that kind of pointing downward, sloping down, and then you've got the shoulder blades that kind of cover that as well. It's very if you look at most sci-fi artwork for like a super soldier armor, it's really, really common. You'll see that design a lot. Like it creates like a collar, sort of, and I really like it.
By the way, if by some crazy chance anyone from LEGO set design team ever hears this, probably not, I would like to give you my thanks for reintroducing the Vorox armor. Because this armor piece was my favorite armor piece from Generation 1. So to see it come back makes me more than a little happy.
Yeah,
yeah. We're also getting it in a lot of different colors. We're getting it in silver.
Yeah,
we're
and I'm really happy to see that.
We're getting it in orange. We're getting it some sort of tannish color. I'm not really sure. And arguably, we're getting it in white, but I'm not married to that idea.
Yeah.
You're not married to anything, and you never will be.
Thank you, Venom.
Pahatu.
Now,
let's talk about Pahatu, the great brown debacle.
Yeah, I need to point something out though, because a lot of people love it. I love it in a way, but like the wrecking ball. Okay, elephant in the room here. He's got a wrecking ball. I think it's really cool.
And before someone starts singing,
no. Anyway, I think it's really cool, and I think that's like a cool side weapon that Pahatu would have, especially the new Pahatu and his personality. Wrecking Ball just totally fits. What is the practicality of having a Wrecking Ball keychain for your staff, though? That would completely ruin this staff. Like, there's no way to work this.
It's also it's like an anchor. You know how chains work in LEGO. It's just going to flop around and never be able to be posed good like Skull Slicer's chain.
And that's how it would be in real life, too. It would just flop around. I don't see the practicality of this weapon.
It's not a wrecking ball. There's an actual name for this weapon. It's
a chain flail?
It's a mace, a flail?
Kind of like a flail.
Is there a real weapon that's like this?
Yeah.
Well, it's called
in Young
flail.
Justice. The Sportsmaster has this thing, but like he uses it. He spins it around, kind of like the ball, and he takes a chain and he spins it around and then throws it at people and then reels it back. It's actually used really well.
Okay.
My thing personally, I wish that was Pahatu's only weapon. Like kind of, I feel like that fits his character. And the voice acting, the voice actor's giving this Australian outback kind of guy. I would like if it his weapon was just this, carkening back to 2001 where all he had was a rock.
Agreed.
If he had this rock on the chain, he could spin around and do all that kind of stuff.
I didn't even think about it. Isn't that the same piece?
It is.
It's
the
exact
is.
Holy
it
crap!
Is. However,
that is awesome.
Keep in mind, it isn't the same color.
I mean, I don't care about that.
Yeah, of course. No, it's the same piece.
It looks like the same piece, but like I'm not sure because the bottom looks kind of round. The bottom,
preliminary,
hat, but It's the same general.
I mean, yeah, I get it now. That totally makes sense, though.
Yep.
That's awesome. It's like his pet rock.
It is pretty great. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, I like that piece is back. I wish that was his main weapon. I wish he didn't have his spear. I don't think the spear, like, you're right. The spear with having, like, a
keychain. I wish he had at least one boomerang.
Yeah. Rip boomerangs.
Where did their legendary weapons go? Like the Stormerang of Legend or Kupaka's ice shield that splits into skis.
I've got a feeling these are a lot of the contrivances which you're just going to have to learn to accept.
Yeah.
Do you
like
think the prophecy...
having to go on another second quest for more gold masks. After
like
the
prophecy like tell about these weapons too, and Protectors will be like, well, you see, Pohatu, this chain that attaches right to the end of your feet, you can be...
you can pick up a random stone off the ground.
And then you can somehow just swing yourself around like a flail.
It was foretold in the legends that you would have a spear with an orange and black spinning disc that could launch.
One thing.
Speaking of which.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Bob.
I just wanted to really talk about his aesthetic here, because it's kind of different than the other Toa, which have more of a kind of like elemental warrior ancient vibe. The vibe I get from Pohatu is very different, and it's a vibe I really like because it reminds me of a discussion we were having in a past episode where we were talking about our disappointments with 2009 and how I would like to see 2009 as more of a Mad Max sort of thing. When I look at Pohatu, he just screams Mad Max to me. Like, he's got this, like, chain boulder thing and these sharp, edgy, spike shoulder pads, and he's got, like, chains on his chest plate, too. Like, he looks really metal. It's awesome.
He's quite metal.
You know, the only thing that I really dislike about Pohatu, outside of, like, I feel the spear is unnecessary, but I don't dislike it. I don't like the yellow. I don't like the yellow.
It's not going to be green.
See, okay, so...
Yellow or green, I don't like, it's not... The brown and the silver,
yeah, nah,
they
I don't
work.
Like it either.
They work, but whatever that is, I don't know, it looks yellow to me. It might be like, you know, yellowish green, whatever.
Well, yeah,
it is.
It looks yellow here. It did in his...
Yeah. It always looks yellow in the CG.
Yeah, it just... I don't think it fits, and I would much rather see a different color.
So I think
there.
That his colors are something, because they already brought it up, that we're going to debate a little bit about, but I think the yellow kind of looks off because of the brown in this, and I'm not sure if I can get a good... Yeah. feeling of how the yellow will look on this set until we see finalized pictures of it.
I know I liked it in the 2015 variant because it was the limb color, and like it was like the armor covered it up, but it was like a kind of accent. It was bleeding out from this, but now he has actual armor.
Yeah.
In this color. He has more of this color than he does brown.
Well, they still use it as a bone piece. And Var, you mentioned he looked like super metal. Two things in that regard. First of all, that super stone... Metal. Now that you mention it, because it's gray, it looks like it's quite literally a steel ball.
Yeah.
And that image, it's funny.
Dude, he looks metal. It's like a guitar, dude.
Yeah.
He looks metal.
The other thing is, if you look at his lower legs, you can also see the bone piece. So I think it's still the bone pieces, meaning he has, like, sleeveless arms.
Look at his hand. Look at his hand at the end that connects to the wrecking ball.
Yeah.
He's got more pieces.
You're right, Eldon. It's basically, it's like sleeveless arms.
Yeah. Yeah,
in that
just,
case,
like,
it's confirmed. It is confirmed, then. He has more pieces in trans-neon green than he does in whatever brown. Both shades he's going to be having.
See, okay,
I don't mind that.
I don't
so
mind
rip that.
I don't really mind that.
I don't mind the old, like, I mean, what you're saying, that, you know, the bone piece. I like the design idea that they have, like, elemental skeletons, you know, and the bone pieces are kind of translucent in order to represent the power, whatever. I don't mind that. I like that. But having it as the armor takes away too much. And also, like, the accents on the knees, too, I feel like that takes away from the overall design.
I actually kind of agree.
I haven't seen this set, so I don't know. And the Pohatu that I got, I got Pohatu in 2015, and I enjoyed him quite a bit. But look, judging from this image, if it wasn't for that, Pohatu would be my favorite set.
If his lower arm armor was brown, I would probably... Say he was perfect.
See, my thing with Pohatu, I think this... I just can't tell how preliminary these colors are or not, and that's the thing. So, like...
Colors are the one thing that can always change.
Yeah.
Design aspects, mostly consistent, usually. Colors can swap around, like, nobody's business.
Yeah, and so it's really hard to tell, especially because, like you guys mentioned, there are two different shades of brown here, and it's really confusing.
Yep. It's like burnt orange and then like dark brown.
Like a dark gray brown.
It's a color I've never seen before, because that's not Mata Brown.
Yeah, it's not Mata Brown. At least from what we can see, it's not Mata Brown.
No. It's like his mask is clearly bright, and then his torso and his upper legs are like dark, muddy.
Yeah.
It's almost like a mud color.
Which...
and it doesn't look
good. Really fit the desert aesthetic we've seen so far.
No.
So it's kind of odd. I don't know. I can't tell how finalized it is or not, so we'll have to wait and see. I don't want to comment too much on it or criticize it too much, because I don't know if it's already been changed or not.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know if I'm feeling it. It's a little strange. But I his overall aesthetic, though, I really like. I like his build a lot.
Likewise.
But the thing about the set that is just absolutely freaking beautiful, his new mask. Oh, the new Kakama is everything I wanted.
It looks so ugly.
It's no, so the new good. Mask.
The new mask is like
nah, it yeah, echoes it looks
everything
really good.
From the original.
That honestly,
was good.
That Vart, there's a certain cartoon style that you have when you draw certain Bionicle cartoons.
Yeah, it looks like my cartoon
it
Kakama.
It looks almost exactly like that. That's the first thing I thought of when I saw
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude, it's so fitting. Epic. So, if anyone's wondering, my self mock has a Kakama, like the original Kakama from 2001, so it was a big deal when we got a new one, kind of like LJ's Miru.
Yeah.
I really didn't like 2015's new Pohatu mask, but this one, oh my god. I love it. I hope it comes in black.
You're like, see, I got so lucky. I got crazy lucky. My self mock's a golden mirror, and if they keep this up, I'm just gonna have stockpiles.
Well, I mean, this new Miru, like, it looks. I like the design of it, but I think it looks more Galaxy than Miru-y. It's the same design principles.
Mr. Anderson, you need to wake up from the Matrix.
The Calyx was an ugly mask.
If anything, the new Golly mask looks more like the Calyx.
Agree.
Yeah, I was going to lead into. All these masks have, because of the spiky hair thing, they look Calyx-like in design because they have the ridges.
Nope. Actually, I just went to look at the Calyx and I could actually see where Kai's coming from. The Kakama does look.
No, he said the Miru, not the Kakama.
Oh, you're crazy, man.
I don't think when I look at these, I don't.
Well,
think
no, okay.
Anything.
I was
the Kakama has like
I
almost make, the same
kind. The eyes in the Kakama,
Gali.
No, I'm thinking like the hair at the top of the Kakama, not the silver bits, but like the slicked back.
I guess, yeah, I can see that.
Kind of thing.
The side things kind of jut into it. But yeah, the Kakama and the Howl also bear a lot of the same.
Oh, okay.
All right. I mean, they have the same type of the same type of shape and the
man.
Same
we're at an hour and we've talked about five toes.
Yeah,
which is good.
It's good.
We're making.
We're
good
running
use
along.
Of time.
Let's right. go ahead and get to Kopaka, and when creatures. We're done with him, there's a few other things I want to say and talk about and discuss. Yeah. So probably like an extra 20 minutes, but we'll see.
Yeah, cool. We have a couple of very small, quick fan questions.
Yeah, some
we'll
fan things that I really want to discuss. So.
Yeah, we'll give it to the talk first. Kopaka.
Man, I have that horn, though.
Yeah, now
I have a couple problems with him, but he's cool.
Now for Kopaka, I have a question. Like, how are we going to do this? Because we've gotten the combiner Kopaka here, but the actual Kopaka you see below.
Well, we have two pictures of the original Kopaka. We have the combination model, and then we have the box art, or at least the preliminary box art, which has a much clearer shot of how he's originally supposed to look.
We also have the combiner. Graph at the bottom, which also gives you kind of a different look at regular Kopaka with the golden mask and a better idea of his color scheme too.
I actually would argue that little graph doesn't give us a better idea of Kopaka.
Oh,
because he doesn't have any printing on his chest, and the shoulder plates are in silver.
That's what I meant. Like, it seems better. Like, I'm not sure if it's supposed to be silver or white.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I'm not sure either.
And I'm leaning more towards silver, but I'm not sure.
See, I'd agree if it wasn't for one thing. Remember back in 2014 when we were talking about the sets, and then all of a sudden we had that revelation that Kopaka's chest wasn't white, it was silver,
yeah.
And we flipped tables? This time it's white. They have it in silver. They didn't need to recolor it, but they did.
Well, this is a new piece.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, sure, but again... they have it in silver already.
This is true.
Do they?
They do.
Yes,
the
other, it's on Lee 1 Galaxy.
Right, okay.
The couple things I gotta just run through real quick with Kopaka. He has weird gold placement on his regular version.
He does. So Kopaka's
golden knees and just silver.
Kopaka's color scheme is the one I am not feeling the most, personally.
The gold thing is the only thing that ruins it, and I feel it's balanced out if he does have the golden mask and the two, like, the gold weapons that he seems to have in the image before, where there's the, you know, there's the creature and then him.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a bit more balanced out, but at the same time, I'm like, you know, it would really look way better if I was just white.
Right. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You know,
one thing I can't... Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Please,
okay.
Please.
I was just going to say one thing I can appreciate, though, is that he still kind of retains his beefed up leg day legs here from 2015. Yeah, right. He's got some really nice legs.
He has done all sorts of squats.
Yeah, I really like his calves. Like, that's really well done. Like, completely serious. I love how that was built. Like, it actually makes the shape of a calf. Yep. It looks great.
That's a new piece from what we can tell.
Like, yep, that is the new... It's not a shell in the strictest sense of the word, but it's a new armor piece, which, how it works, to me at least, what it seems to do is hook onto the front of the leg, not actually clip onto the ball joint, but then it'd be attached from the back end.
Yeah, it's sort of like how Kopaka's current build is for 2015, where it's got, like, the two three-prong... There are three-length prongs that attaches from the back and front.
Except this wraps really tight.
Yeah, and then you've got the axle that connects it all.
Exactly. Which, I gotta say, this shocked me. I'd never thought in a million years that they would ever do that, and it's so technic-y.
It is, but it looks so good.
It looks really good.
I know.
It does really look good. I'm excited.
It's like a G1 callback kind of aesthetic. We're getting a lot of integration with that old kind of style.
I love that they're doing like both construction and technic stuff. And they're trying to meld that in, as it goes on.
I've got to say,
especially the new torsos too. They look like there's a lot of, you know, there's at least some technique that goes into them.
Yeah, definitely. It's very interesting. I'll say three things and pass it on to you guys. First of all, Kopaka in his basic form, this kind of supports a whole theory about they're not complete until they have their creatures on their heads. Because you guys see the gold on his knees and the gold on his weapons, but he's not really solidified until he has everything there.
Yeah.
The other thing is, remember back in 2014, we were complaining about how Kopaka had too much gold. It's like they really reversed that.
Now he doesn't have enough.
Yeah, now he does not have enough.
Well, I don't think he should have any gold that's not his mask. I'm perfectly fine.
Agreed.
Because the principle of these Toa is that they're the Toa, and then they get these powerful masks. They shouldn't have color schemes to scheme schemes.
Sheem.
They shouldn't have the colors to match that.
Agreed. No matter how good it looks as a scheme, and like just on a practical level, I don't think Tahu or Onua should have gold either.
Oh,
I think Onua should.
I think Tahu should definitely have the gold.
Tahu should be orange and red.
No, orange and red in CCBS looks awful.
I'm not gonna lie. The gold on Tahu is not my preference either.
I don't get it. The gold on Tahu is perfect.
He's the only one.
Like, if they took gold out of every single set and left it on Tahu, I would be completely fine.
That's why I was saying I'm not talking from a set design perspective of whether it looks good or not, because I like the gold on Onua. I'm just saying in story, it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
What?
The gold is supposed to be it signifies power. It signifies like importance. They get the gold masks and they become super powered. So why do three of the Toa already have golden gear and three of them?
Because they're legendary superpowered heroes.
Three of them aren't.
Yeah, well, they're not as legendary or superpowered.
It's solely because little kids like gold and they want to make the $20 sets feel of more importance.
We did think that it would be like golden armor that was also released. I remember the continuation theory.
Yeah. It was the golden armor that had been divvied up.
Well, it wasn't a continuation theory. It was just the idea that, like, they have armor and different pieces of their body. Each of these sets have different, you know.
No, I remember that being part of the continuation theory.
Maybe it was two different things.
Yeah.
Anyway, point being, Kapaka's color placement's weird.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I wish there was actually more golden than this time around, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like when he's united, there's a decent
He shouldn't have to be united to look good. Yeah. He should be able to look good in a standard mode.
Like, I'll tell you straight up, I will never have base Kopaka display.
Well, they shouldn't have to be united to be all powerful.
He has his Chia Pet hair.
Yeah, okay, Kopak is mask, I don't feel. I'm hoping this is preliminary, because I can't feel this mask at all. I hate it.
Yeah, no. It really does look
like anime. Nah, I don't know how to feel about like the spikiness on this
one. I like the face, but then everything at the top just does it. I don't know what's going on there.
That's pretty much how I feel about Tahu's mask.
Yeah.
Oh, and then it must be said, a couple interesting things. Number one, I wasn't too crazy about Kopaka's shield in 2015. But like now he just has a blaster.
Although, as I noticed
a little bit ago, he does have a shield.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up. He does technically have a shield.
Oh,
and it is technically very
technically
small.
Get it because it's a technic.
It's just a little wrist-mounted shield on his blaster arm.
I guess that's something.
Oh, I guess it is something, huh?
It's gonna protect your fingers from getting cut off, I guess.
It's different. It's not like the super protected version, but okay, fair enough.
It's like the Throbot shield from Blaster. Yeah, a similar thing.
I want a round shield for Kukupaka. I feel like that piece, that entire motif for him was a really big part of that character. And they, instead of making him a circle shield, they kind of just gave him Tahu stuff, and now they've removed it entirely. So
There's one
also
final
ripped Tahu's
thing.
Lava board. And okay, God.
Yeah. One final thing regarding Kopaka I want to mention. His eyepiece. He can now change the color of the telescope.
That's pretty cool.
It is just... It's pretty a Lego awesome stud. And we know he can do this because if you look at his box art, you see his mask and he's got the blue piece, and you see his golden mask and it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Pretty nifty.
That I remember back in the fan base when people saw that in like the Minog animations, like I want to do that too, and so many people painted that little telescopic lens.
Mm.
Now you can just switch it out.
That's pretty cool.
That's so great.
Cool. That is pretty cool. That's
you could swap it on the Fantoka version too.
Shush.
And it also must be said that like rhino horn aside, the mask to me at least looks pretty cool when the creature head is over it.
Okay, that's another thing we haven't really talked about. But I think Kopak is the best way to bridge into it because he's the one that's actually advertised as it.
Creatures,
the Unity creature combiner modes. I am so hyped for.
I'm pretty excited too.
I'm really excited to see.
We had this discussion
Tahu
where I was like, "You were like, I think you have to take them apart and combine them. Like you have to put them apart." And I was like, "I from what it looked because it says click on it, I thought you would just attach it to the back." And like you know, like a Avtorn style.
Yeah,
you still may.
And I think you are. I think it's a bit of both. I feel like there's a bit more of an involved process other than just sticking it on the back.
Right, definitely.
But that's basically the premise of it.
You don't have to take the set apart to do it.
I think that's like, all it is. I think like that's why the creatures have the torsos they do. It's so they can easily click onto the...
Right, but I'm thinking of like there's a bit more involved as in like there's probably like a piece you can like move back, put the creature on, and then put back to lock it in place or something like that. I don't know. I'm just speculating, but I feel like because like there's a lot of technic going on back there, so I feel like it might have something like that. But
on a Kopaka?
Yeah.
Call me a cynic, but I think that's just a creature's legs dangling on the back.
I'm not even looking at that. That's not what I was talking about.
Gotcha.
I'm not talking about anything in specific. I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of technic back there, so it might be.
There is quite a lot of technic.
I don't actually see anything that supports this. I'm just saying that it seems like that might be what they're doing.
I get you.
Meso, you think they're better than the protectors?
Jerry's still out, but, like, just by default, I like the unique builds. The protectors had a few unique builds, but let's be honest, they were all humanoids. Aside from two of them, they were mostly the same thing, and they also had those weird chests that jutted out way too far.
Really?
So like, give me sets that are like each one of them is distinct from the other, and they have conflict in a box, and they have names.
I think this goes to preference, really, because
it does.
Because I will swear up and down that the protectors are probably some of the best small set we've ever had. I don't have any issue.
They are the best.
I agree.
They are the best.
Up until this point, yes.
Small set that we got?
Personally, though, I love this idea. I don't know why, but I love these animals that can just clip onto their back and they get these super modes. I guess it's because I grew up with Power Rangers. That's probably why.
Yeah.
But this is just like something that out of my dreams. Like, I've wanted this. This is so cool to me.
I'm fairly certain you guys have already noticed this, but just in case nobody else has, I believe this is not only going to come down to personal preference, but the majority of this debate is going to be revolving around their functions, which all of them, I do believe, have. And you can most clearly see this in Ikur, Creature of Fire.
Wings probably flap.
Yeah, they flap. Tarak, his arms probably come down. If you go look at the Scorpion Katar, his blade things, they slice up and down. Uxar probably is a lot like Ikur.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth.
Which,
I think it's going to basically boil down to that.
Which also adds to the idea that they're incomplete until they get the creatures. Because, like, as a lot of people notice, it seems like the gearbox has now been removed from the Toa.
Yep.
But it seems like that gear function is part of the completeness that you get by combining these two.
Which I do. I do like that there's an added thing when you have both
right.
of them. It's an added incentive to buy both.
And see, this is my thing, because like the Protectors, great small sets, perfect small sets. They're more of an accessory than anything. But here, it actually feels like these small sets, there's a reason to get both, aside from just collection.
They're nearly integral.
Yeah, I feel like they combine perfectly. And I think a lot of people are going to be upset about the fact that, oh, they're taking things away from us now, and now we have to spend more money to get what we really wanted, and that kind of thing. But I don't know, I really like this idea.
I think the Toa will still have some kind of gear function, because like they wouldn't put the gears on the Toa if they didn't do anything.
No, yeah, I agree. Right, yes.
What they might do is that like that might part of the thing, like the gears, you know, the gears hook up so that you can use the gear function while the, you know, the creatures attach the back. So the actual gear thing's there, and then like, you know.
A part of me agrees with you, a part of me thinks that's probably a good idea. However, another part of me thinks that it's too far. Like, the gear on the Toa's pelvic area is too far down as opposed to the creature, which is really high up. And there's nothing that we have seen that indicates that they connect in any meaningful way.
That's true. And I think the idea is that the gear function, if we're looking at it as the Unity set, where they're unified, is the actual set, the final Toa, the actual complete Toa, then the functions that they likely come with are meant to be like the secondary function, whereas the function with the creatures on their backs is the main function, the core idea that they actually put into that set.
Yeah. Either way, we are still we have functions. They aren't going away, and they're very innovative. I can
definitely
say that.
They're different. That's it. Yeah.
And while you realize this, and puts it up in their little list of stuff drives people
insane. Oh, it's such a clever idea. I just love this.
It's a really great idea.
I'm hoping
in story wise that all of these creatures are actual characters, because it'd be a shame to give them all names.
I actually don't.
Yeah,
I don't want them to be characters.
If they've given them names,
they are characters.
That is not necessarily true.
You see, my example is actually going to hit close to home. Meso Ninjago. The dragons were dragons. They had names. Sure, they weren't made up names, but they were named, but they weren't characters.
Not in sets.
They were companions.
They did not have names in sets.
I'm not talking about the sets. I'm talking about, the story.
I'm talking about the sets, because these guys have names on the sets.
Thinking more like the Borok.
That's a very good point.
They were called like Cole's Dragon.
I'm not thinking
Jay's
Borok.
Lightning Dragon. These guys are Uxar, Creature of Jungle, which implies a character.
Yeah, they can still be part of the same thing
as like Tanuk, Borok of Fire.
No, see, I don't think it's like the Borok. I actually think the best comparison was one that Takuma made outside of this call, before we started this. I think that these are going to be very similar to Pokemon, legendary Pokemon in particular.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Where they've got names of these mythical legendary creatures that are around the island. People might have seen them flying by, but for the most part, it's like a mystery. No one really knows if they're real or not. It's like the Loch Ness Monster. It's like you've got these legends. Yeah, these tales of these creatures that will give you ultimate power if you can catch them.
Thinking about Umarak, too.
Right. That's part of it. That's part of the legend. Makuta is trying to capture these mythical creatures that will give him the power that he lost when Akimu knocked off his mask.
And then he can take on the Elite Four, and he can become the
Pokemon Master.
Or the Elite Six. No, the moment you made that comparison, I was sold. Like, I got sold on that concept. Yeah, no, I'll talk to
you. No, I said it, not Takuma.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I do... Like, one thing that would also be kind of cool, too, is that they emphasize the kind of, like, build your own creature thing, and then, like, you could build your own little...
creature thing?
You know.
So, real quickly, I know we're running really long. Do we want to discuss Umarak at all?
Yes.
I'm just going to say he's really, really cool. I really, really like his aesthetic. He seems really creepy, really legendary, feral, ghoul, wendigo, Jersey Devil kind of creature-looking thing. Yeah, and I think it's really, really cool.
Discussion, like,
He's basically the antithesis of everything that I had feared we'd be getting from Bionicle villains. He's, like, the kind of villain that I would want to get.
God. He's an actual character and not controlled by Makuta. Legs seem a little gappy.
They do. A lot gappy.
They do seem quite gappy.
But then again, my favorite set right now is General Grievous, and he's gappy in some areas too, so
I can forgive it.
But yeah, I can forgive it too, because that's supposed to be a representation more
of
so
the character,
than
right?
Yeah.
He's got a mouth on his torso. That's kind of cool.
I hope that talks. Oh. I hope that's a character.
Oh my god, that'd like, kind of be cool. If
that'd be hilarious.
Talk.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Umarak,
what if he?
I'm hungry.
What if he's wearing like a cloak of an animal he killed?
That'd be awesome.
That's what that.
I gotta say, this hunter vibe that they've pulled off here is great. We've got what seems to be some sort of ornamental headwear. His bow looks like it's made out of bones. He's got a chain. He looks like he has some sort of cloth on his shoulders. I don't know what piece that is. It looks new.
Cloth on the shoulders. It's a bear trap half.
Okay. And the other thing I really like, one of my favorite aspects about this set, is the sword on his left hip.
That's really
cool.
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, yeah,
so
I
love that.
I really like that.
I just love these sets so much.
I'm so
happy with this.
You're like somebody who like thinks a baby's so cute you want to eat.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, you're so cute. I wish
guys, you don't understand.
Like, I want to eat these Bionicle sets. The delicious plastic flavor.
I love these sets so much. Oh god.
Don't worry, Var. I understand.
Collect all six.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna
you're gonna get them all. You're gonna do the showcases on them.
Oh, dude,
and
you
then
know
you're
it.
Gonna look at them under a new light, and then you're gonna start hating them.
Wow.
No, I can't wait.
I can't wait
for the blowback later on. We're like, okay,
yep.
Guys.
Okay, well, as it turns out, I hate this
set. I really like this set until I tried to pose it.
I think it might make my year if the set you hate the most. Is
Golly?
Tahu, but not just Tahu, but Tahu when he has a cur connected to him.
Oh, dude. I'm so hyped for it! I'm so... Phoenix Tahu! Oh my god, it's like a dream!
I gotta say
it's
one
dream.
Hitar, before I forget, Hitar the Scorpion, somebody tell me I'm crazy, because I don't want to get excited. Look super close, does he have brown Glatorian necks?
Wait, who?
Kitar the Scorpion. I need to know... He has brown Glatorian necks.
Yes, he does.
I'm so
high. Oh my god!
It sounds like he's hitting like a bean bag. In the bag, like
hyped,
boom,
hype. Dude, these sets are so awesome.
So, real fast, we got a couple of fan questions, real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I would like to answer some
and
of these.
Let's,
fan questions.
Let's kind
of
do like
a
lightning
episode.
Round here.
I gotta go to sleep.
I know. Dude,
I know.
Need to go to sleep? I'm 2 hours later than you.
Yeah,
you need to go to sleep? It's 2 a.m.
You need to go to sleep. Yeah, you do. So, how do you guys feel about Gally? This is from Makuta Tarvax.
Least favorite Toa, not as good as 2015, but she may have a weapon that's easier to pose, which is my main deal, so I may like her better.
She's my second least favorite. My least favorite's actually Pahatu, but I'm holding out hope for her.
So, I will only buy her if her mask really looks like a Calyx. I don't know which one is it. These have the best chance out of all of them to be a Calyx replacement 2015. So,
great.
I'll spray paint it.
Var?
Wait, what was the question?
How do you guys feel about Gala?
She's fine, I guess, and the least favorite Toa, but...
She's fine, I guess!
She's definitely his favorite Toa. Color scheme's a little weird. I wish it wasn't asymmetrical, but now that you mentioned that there's a bit more orange, I like her a bit more. So that's okay. It's a little bit more balanced. So, still least favorite set, but
Generally, I agree with Var. Another question from him. Do you think the Toa are an improvement over the 2015 sets?
Heck yes.
Some ways, yes. Some ways, no. Mostly, yes. I would actually say yes. It's going to boil down to what we see from their internal design.
Yeah,
because
mostly,
like,
yeah.
If they scrap gear functions and like for something, then they probably won't be as good. But they have gears, so there are gear functions. So yeah. We'll see.
Now, he does ask about how we think they'll handle the Netflix show, but I think we should leave that for another time. Another time.
I want to know.
Listen, I'm going to say one thing about this. I'm going to say two words. Netflix hype.
Okay, continue. That's great. His final three questions were, how does everyone feel about new masks? Which set do we think we're going to get first? And what are our overall favorites?
My favorite, I would like to say my favorite's Onua. But I have a feeling too many flaws are going to show themselves, like his shoulder armor and whatnot. So I'll say my favorite's Umarak.
Okay. Var?
What was the question?
Overall? Good grief. Mass, just overall favorite. We'll just sum it up.
I don't have a favorite yet. I need Kakama.
Okay. Mine is Liwa. Kahi?
Yeah, I like how you said your favorite set, Kakama.
Oh, favorite? I thought he said mask!
It's like three questions, but we're going to just get to the which one are.
Favorite mask is Kakama. Favorite set is Tahu.
Yeah, I'm like going to have to go with Tahu, too. Talk super fast.
All right, Miru, Liwa.
Ven? Mask is pretty cool, though.
I want to say Liwa, but I also kind of want to say Umarak. I also kind of want to say Tahu. It's undecided.
Alright. Let's see, a few more questions. From Plastic Collector, are these sets the first signs that CCBS is evolving to fit more into Technic rather than move away
from
it?
It's been doing it for a while now.
100%.
No, these sets are not. Star Wars Construction are.
You see, here's the thing. CCBS was specifically designed to work with Technic. It was never at any point separate from Technic. That's a very common misconception.
I think what he's referring to, in like his wording's off, what he's trying to say is that these sets are kind of a change into the more traditional Bionicle style of design and aesthetic, to which I say yes. The
it's
new
the
shell
biggest
and
deviation
the custom,
from the old Hero Factory style, if that's what
yes,
he's asking.
Yes, the custom torsos, the return of G1 pieces, and that new Technic-y shell definitely do lend.
Which, by the way, some guy in the forums on our message board said that he thought these felt too Hero Factory. What are you on?
What
are you on? Seriously. Serious question.
I can understand not liking the sets, but like I don't understand how they are any more or less Hero Factory.
Yeah, like this is the least Hero Factory-ish sets I've seen in a long time from LEGO.
It's probably the least we're going to get.
No.
Okay, Star Wars,
Star Wars was much more Hero Factory than these sets.
Yeah. Like, Darth Vader and Grievous are the exceptions. They are not the rule. The other sets in the wave are pretty much
they still
much
all have the smooth, clean, simplistic look to it. Like, yeah, sure, there's a lot of Technic in the sets, but, like, they still...
Even Grievous was mainly CCBS.
The overall aesthetic.
Yeah, the overall aesthetic is still more akin to Hero Factory.
Vader and
but these,
Grievous
like I was saying just earlier, that's the number one thing that I love about these sets, is that they have that complex-looking aesthetic now.
Yeah, like...
You look at the torsos, and there's, like, a bunch of little circuitry
this is so Bionicle.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I will say this. Said member, I don't personally believe that he thought that they look, say, Hero Factory in the simplistic sense. So... He later went on to express that he felt that they weren't similar to their characters of old. Specifically exampling Kopaka not having a large shield, that kind of signifies his protective and closed-off character, Pohatu's asymmetry in his arms.
Okay.
He's basically talking about how they kind of drift away from the elemental or characteristic look that we've customized.
Fair enough.
I mean,
they do that a bit.
He does, yeah. He personally does not see much story in these current
sets. It's hard to say that for
now.
We have to wait until we see like how they get to this point.
Yeah. It's just different representations. G1 did this as well.
Yeah, this isn't anything
with
new.
With the Nuva and with the Toei Toa.
But I can definitely understand that point.
Yeah, I don't think he meant that they looked simple like HF.
With that said, if anyone was going to make a comparison to another LEGO theme, I don't think Hero Factory is the proper one. If anything, these sets borrow a ton from Chima.
Yes.
Yep.
I agree.
Yeah. And the transparent shades, like Rhino, Kapaka, and like Phoenix Tile.
Animals,
the animal themes.
Yep. Yes. Absolutely. Now, he later goes on to ask a few questions. The Exurian is his name. He wanted to know whether or not, you know, we already answered his question about they don't really resemble the characteristics we've accustomed them to, which is fair. Do we have any specific general thoughts on the creatures, he asks. Specifically me about Creature of Jungle. Cool.
I mean, I don't know how to express how cool they are to me, but...
Yeah.
What do you think about Pixar?
I really like them.
I want to see more characters in canon, but I think these sets are really cool.
I don't want them to have character. I really want them to play on the...
You know, I agree. I don't think these need to have character. You sold me on that. But I would still like to see additional characters that are actual characters in Bionicle that aren't the Protectors.
I want them as characters in the sense that they're like legendary Pokemon where they're not a horde of enemies.
Right, they shouldn't be mindless.
I don't want them to be generic beasts.
Where there's like a ton of them.
I want them to have personalities.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But thank you, the Exarian, for...
I hope you're not offended by me asking what you were on. It wasn't that serious.
He's tired.
You never said what you thought of Creature Jungle.
Creature Jungle, and this kind of leads to another question later by Tatarak, and he asks, "What do we think it is?" Personally, I don't think it's really anything. I like Ookzar.
It's probably a bug,
but he doesn't really.
It's a bug. It's the Creature of Jungle. It's probably like a fly, like not a fly, but like.
Well, I know, but it's not very obvious as to what exactly it is. Like, you know, you can tell like Tarak.
Yeah. Huh? Well,
I mean, you can tell generalistic things like a scorpion, a fish, a phoenix, a mole.
A bug.
I mean, yeah, sure, he's a bug.
I mean, saying it's a bug is the same as saying it's a bird, or saying
it's a very general statement.
Yeah, but you said a fish.
Oh, well, okay, that's
fair. Yeah, a fish and a bug. Okay, fair point. The same thing. And a scorpion. Well, okay, a scorpion's a bit more specific.
Scorpion's a little bit.
Yeah,
more
but
specific.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a very good point, though. I apologize. But I think Ookzar's fine. He doesn't exactly stand out to me personally. I think he's going to look really cool on Liwa, but Liwa takes the show away from him too much.
God, I'm so sorry.
So, and then finally, we're going to cap this off with the last question. Possible Nuva symbols, also by the...
Totally Nuva symbols.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go on the whole 100% certainty, absolute certainty train. I'm pretty confident those are Nuva symbols. So,
I agree with Var.
Agree.
There's an important distinction.
Think that there's room for error. There could be different symbols. That could be the Nuva symbols in the story of 2015. I don't think that, like, from what I'm looking at, from what I'm seeing right now, I don't think that they're the direct way to Nuva symbols. But it could be like a lower res texture, or they might do something different with it.
I had like a mini discussion before the podcast. I think it's an important discussion to make, as the fandom will inevitably be talking about the Nuva symbols. There's a difference between them being the Nuva symbols and them being pixel by pixel the exact Nuva symbol. Like, you load up a JPEG on BSO1 and it's like that symbol.
Yeah, I don't think it is like one-to-one scale, obviously, the Nuva symbol. I feel like they've taken the Nuva symbol and incorporated it a bit into the design of the chest.
Okay, all right.
I think it's very intentionally meant to represent that basic shape, the Nuva symbol.
Right.
Because Tahu has like the two L's, and Onua has the zigzag that goes from top left to bottom
right. Tahu actually has three of the Nuva symbols on his chest print, not just in the center. So, yep.
True facts.
There's one on each shoulder. So.
And then I remember somebody said that Gali had hers on her forehead.
Yeah, she does.
Is that true?
I don't know how final it's going to be, but it looks like it's there.
Yeah.
So it actually looks like they all kind of have some kind of etching on their forehead, so it might be.
You're right.
Like a branding.
I thought I saw Tahu's on his forehead.
Yeah, they do
like
have...
like a pie symbol.
They do have symbols on their foreheads. Tahu does, like Gali does, for sure.
Yeah.
It looks like Liwa does. Can't tell for Poatu, but yeah.
Personally, I think Liwa does as well, which is perfectly fine. I liked his symbol.
Mm-hmm.
It's very symmetric. Have a final question.
Sure.
From Makuta Kirak. What does it mean that we're getting old Bionicle parts and more Technic-based builds?
It doesn't mean
back?
Anything. They said that they were going to be bringing back old Bionicle parts since the beginning.
Exactly. It means that Lego knows what the fandom wants, and we should have faith in their creative vision. They'll eventually get to it.
Yeah, they said that they wanted to bring back old parts. That's what they did last year with the Rockshi staff. Now we're getting the Vorox armor.
Lego knows what the fans like, and they also know what sells. And if we give them time, they will inevitably find a happy medium, and I think we're getting very close if we have not already reached that point. And that, I think, is a good positive note to leave it on. Stay tuned next week for more positivity, like Netflix hype.
But
we're going to get to that eventually.
That's what I want to talk about.
We're going to come into that for sure. We'll talk about that next week, then.
Okay. I can't wait.
But man, I just like, how can you hear the idea Phoenix Tahu and not think that's the most BA thing in the world? Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I think the only one that may not look good is Gally, because it's just gonna be like a fish draped across.
Yeah, we'll
back.
See.
So, all right, Gally, here's your upgrade.
I can't breathe.
Phoenix Tahu.
I think it's gonna look better than Pohatu's stinger tail.
That may also look quite bootleg.
What if these masks actually have powers this time? What if they're like... That's,
we're getting into story.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and wrap up. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Shut up, Kai.
Phoenix Tahu.
He does kind of look like Phoenix Wright.
Shut up.
With the hair.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness.
And the Phoenix King.
Wraps up.
Thank you all very much for listening to TTV episode 161, the Mega Omega podcast number 2, just like last year we did this.
This one's considerably shorter, though. Last year it was like 2 hours 30 minutes.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, we spent
a lot. Of course, that was for finalized images, so we'll probably do that eventually.
Oh yeah, I guess you're right, huh?
So, but anyway, thank you very much for listening. If you have any thoughts of your own, I would imagine most of you do. Feel free to share in the comments below or on the TTV message boards at
board.ttvpodcast.com.
Really quick, I do need to mention that a lot of you tried to sign up for the message boards past couple days. We were having some issues internally with the servers, so a lot of you probably didn't receive email activation in your email when you signed up, so you couldn't access the board. We manually activated your account, so if you signed up, you should be able to just log into the boards now. We have now fixed that, so if you're planning on joining the board, you should be good to go.
Have fun. Well, you're welcome to join the hype and the craziness and the insane spam that is the 2016 topic.
You guys.
We are trying to moderate that as much as we can, but it is like... it is.
Our moderators have been doing a great job, though.
They've been doing they've been on point.
Good job, guys.
Thanks, Political Slime, Lodge Knight, Chronicler...
Indigo. I was going to try and avoid mentioning their names, but okay.
No, they're good guys. They're really nice.
It's all right.
When is this episode coming out?
Don't know.
They're
probably
so underappreciated.
Tuesday?
Take that, recaps.
Tuesday? Great. Awesome. I'll be in Salt Lake City. Go there. Yeah.
I'm going to feel really bad if
I
forgot them all.
That's my plug
for that. Now I need to make sure I got them all.
John Smith!
Oh, no, John Smith, I'm sorry!
Okay.
Get your generic name over
You're the
here.
Best of them all.
Thank
there,
you.
That makes up for it.
Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of
You're
the
so great,
podcast.
Var, I forgot about you.
Hey, wait, no. Watch is the best, Var.
Get the end.
Hour and 40 minutes. Anyway, thanks you all for watching. Sorry. See you next week. I'm Messinac.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kai.
I'm tired.
And we will see you all next week.
Phoenix
Bye,
Tahu!
Netflix hype.
Salt Lake City.
Phoenix Tahu!
No, this sucks.
Netflix. This is the most hype I've ever been in a while.
Forget Halo 5. We got
Seriously.
Oh my God.
What's a Halo?